Okay, back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As always, we love to encourage you to join us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports and on our podcast page. We got some great stuff on there, yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And right now it is time to focus our attention on some college football. Always looking so forward to our next interview as we go inside the huddle and under the helmet with always the amazing Jason Peter, one of the finest to ever played for Tom Osborne's Huskers. How are you, Double Nickel?
I'm good. How are you, Alyssa?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm ready to roll up the sleeves because I am very anxious to get your thoughts on Urban Meyer's comments that the 2008 Florida team was football, college football's very best. Why or why not?
Yeah. Some of these guys, I think they just like to hear themselves talk. I think Urban maybe not only has heart issues, that he suffers from, but I think now he's delusional as well, because the 08 Gators, I don't even think they make top 10. When you talk about the greatest teams ever, mm-hmm. Obviously I'm biased, but the 95 Nebraska football team, I mean, we rolled everybody. Florida came into the Fiesta Bowl that year. That was Steve Spurrier and Danny Werfel, the fun-in gun offense, which
sure.
put numerous amounts of points up on SEC defenses. And as we all know, the SEC, I mean, football is they started the game, and it ends with the SEC. Nobody else plays football in their minds. But the 95 team, we completely demolished the best that the SEC had, and it wasn't even I don't even want to say we just beat them. I mean, we annihilated one of the so-called great teams of the SEC. We put 62 points up on them, and the starters, we probably only played three quarters of that game. Like most of the games that we played while Coach Osborne was the head guy. It's something that gets lost a lot of times is that there may be a handful of games my entire career at Nebraska that I actually played the entire game. Most of the time we were done, after the third series in the second half or something like that. But he was always wanting to develop the backups, because eventually the backups were going to be the starters. So he always thought it was important for those guys to get reps. But Urban, I mean, I don't know if it's just a matter of keeping his name relevant. I could take two more teams from the 90s from Nebraska alone that would beat the 08 Gators. You can look at Florida, and certainly they had a lot of NFL talent. And I only speak from Nebraska because those are the teams that I know the best. But we'll put our NFL talent from the 90s up against any program, any era, you name it. I mean, there may be one or two guys from our starting defense in 95 that ultimately didn't play in the NFL, and that's because one of them chose not to play. He had offers but decided he wanted to go a different route. But, there's a lot of teams. You could probably take two or three of Nick Saban's teams from Alabama that I would rate higher than the 08 Gators. I don't know if Florida State from last year, but certainly there have been some great Florida State teams, some great Miami teams that I would put ahead of the 08 Gators. Obviously, they were, I think, right there in terms of the social media boom, so things always seem mm-hmm. bigger and brighter and greater, kind of when everybody can continue to talk about it and everybody's got an opinion. They may be remembered, at least in his mind, and probably some Florida Gator fans as a great team, maybe better than they actually were. But, to lose to Ole Miss in the middle of the season, an unranked team, I don't know if I would consider that great.
Well, Urban Meyer, I believe that that statement was based on the fact that what the Gators had 17 NFL draft picks off that team. Obviously, the most recognizable player was Timmy Tebow.
Yeah, and it all started and ended with Tebow. Obviously, a great player, great college player, it's kind of ironic. You know, I obviously am mentioning the '95 Nebraska team, and when you can look at the '08 Florida team, and very similar in quarterbacks that we obviously ran different offenses, but. All basically the spread is the option, like Nebraska ran, just with people spread out. You know, you're going 4 and 5 wide and you're running options into the boundary and you're doing all that stuff that we did back in the 90s. It's just not where everybody's as compact, like we did with, you know, the ace personnel, having two tight ends and heavy personnel and stuff like that. So, but very similar, and then you had defenses that could just flat out run and fly, and so they were built, I think, kind of the same, though.
Jason Peter with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, and of course, you were a part of that. Tom Osborne's the Huskers, the dynasty, winning 3 titles in 4 seasons, and I think what's so remarkable when I think about back to that and reflect on that, you guys won, the final 39 conference games. That's an incredible stat.
Yeah, it was just a well-built, well-oiled machine. I think it had taken years for Coach Osborne to finally get it, you know, to that point. I truly believe that Coach probably would have continued to coach, and I think he's been vocal about that, except he made a promise to Frank Solich, who ultimately took over for him. But I think Coach would have continued to coach for, you know, another 5 years or so. And sure. I imagine, you know, if things had stayed the same, they probably would have won another championship or two. Similar to what Nick Saban's doing down there at Alabama. I mean, I don't foresee Alabama struggling anytime soon unless there's a change at the top, unless he decides, you know what, maybe I want to go back to the NFL and prove all those naysayers wrong. And then, you know, then there's the possibility of something happening.
Well, you know, you think of Nebraska, that incredible 4-year run. You were a part of that, 94-97. Alabama, you've referenced them several times, from 2009 to 2012. Is it fair, Jason, to compare Alabama's title runs to the Huskers dynasty in the 90s?
It's hard to compare whether you're talking teams or players. I don't think it's too far of a stretch to compare, you know, teams of the 90s to present day teams. I mean, we wore face masks too, you know, in the 90s. It wasn't we weren't running around with leather helmets on and blocking people with our forearms. Mm-hmm. So how much faster have guys gotten? You know, we had guys that ran 4.3, 4.4s. You could make a case that we had some guys that were they're quicker at some positions. I think it's just kind of like what I had said earlier is whatever happens the most recent, I think sometimes people tend to think as the greatest or the best or, you know, this is the greatest player that's ever played or whatever. But, I think Nick Saban has said this, that, you know, because he was the coach in Michigan State during the 90s, and we played Michigan State, and we gave him 2 pretty good whoopings. And Nick Saban has said that he has tried to structure, at least, you know, when he first was a head coach, he tried to take a lot of the things that Nebraska and Tom Osborne were doing and apply them to his program.
Okay, Jason Peter has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Jason, we look forward to next week because a big date is looming, July 1st, and there's going to be some changes taking place in the Big Ten Conference, and we certainly want to get your insight and your perspective on that. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And a very special thank you to all of our guests and our lineup. Jason Peter, we just heard from him. Also, our very own Andy Pondillo talking some MLB. Rodney Fisher with RF Sports. Motez Bashara hooping it up, talking some NBA. Dan Harris, ABC News anchor. Richard Neely, the president of the AABC. And Tim Kirchen from ESPN. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.